Al Pearson from the Michigan Tech hockey team, and you're listening to the voice of the Huskies, Mix 93.
Go Huskies.
It's time now for the Mel Pearson Show on Huskies Radio, Mix 93 WKMJ.
Across the line, Trent's watching him carefully. Here's a chance for Hayden, and shoots back!
The Mel Pearson Show is brought to you by the Turvo Agency in Hancock, the Library Restaurant in Houghton, and Habanero's Fresh Mexican Kitchen in Hancock.
Lake Accounting, M26 Houghton.
The Michigan Tech Campus Bookstore and University Images on the campus of Michigan Tech. Bucko's Party Store in Calumet. Superior Smiles in Hancock. Coca-Cola of Hancock. Kelly Jepson, your State Farm Insurance Agent of Houghton. And by Peterlin Distributing in Calumet. And now, with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Mel Pearson, here is your host, Dirk Hembroff.
All right, thank you very much. Mel Pearson Show live here on this Monday morning. Glad to have you with us today. We've got a busy day. Lots to talk about, as you might imagine, and the coach is all ready to go. Big wins over the weekend as the Huskies in Winter Carnival play sweep the Lake State Lakers 3-0 and 3-1, get four big points in the standings, and they are now just 2 points out of first place. Minnesota State, who split over the weekend against Bemidji State, two very good teams going at it also this weekend. So Mel Pearson is here. We're all set to go. Again, our email address, if you'd like to get a question in with everybody else that has already sent in, it's DJ@themix93.com. And we'll have those questions coming up a little bit later on for you here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Want to wish congratulations to Coach. And I guess before we go any further, happy birthday to Coach Mel Pearson. Happy birthday, Coach. Do you have any birthday cake yet? Or is that later on tonight?
I've got a theory, Dirk, that every day is your birthday and every meal's a banquet. So I've had a lot of birthdays. So today is no different than any other day. And but thank you very much. 41.
Yeah, 41 sounds good. Great weekend, Coach. Congratulations on the wins. You're expected to come in and win these games, but that's on paper. You got to do it on the ice, and the guys played well all weekend long.
Well, they did, and what more could you ask for? What better present could you get from your team than a couple victories? I remember might have been my second year here. It was my birthday, and had quite a bit of family come up, and we had a tough weekend. We lost a real tough game to Alaska Anchorage, of all people, and boy, I went home and I think I've told this story. I went right upstairs and after the game and just got in the fetal position. That was one of the worst losses I've ever had in over my 30 some years. And, my family was up and my wife's encouraged me to, and I didn't feel it. I felt so bad after that game. So I felt much better this weekend. And you have to win those games. They're games on your schedule. We knew Bowling Green and Minnesota State were playing and something was going to give there. We had an opportunity to move closer to one of those teams. And just the way the weekend played out, we got closer to both of them. But you have to win those games, and they're tough games. Bowling Green lost to Lake Superior earlier this year, start of the new year. 1-0. So you never know. And Lake State tied Bowling Green twice. And there's Bowling Green, one of the best teams in the league. So, you have to play the game. You have to go out and get the job done. As coaches, I didn't want to say a lot before the series, but you're concerned because you've had two real tough series. Just think about it. We went from the GLI where you play Michigan. You go from the Desert Classic where you're playing Connecticut and then Yale. And then you go to Minnesota State. And then you go to Bowling Green. And sooner or later, you're going to have maybe not your best games, your best series. And, I give our team a ton of credit. I give our players, a lot of props for being ready to play and playing hard and finding a way to get through a tough opponent. They don't give you much. It's not fun hockey to watch. It's not fun hockey to play against, but you have to go out there and get the job done.
Well, they did. Max Vallas named the MVP of the weekend. Three goals. I thought he played great all weekend long. The puck just followed his stick everywhere, and he came close to scoring two or three more goals throughout that series, and it was just nice to see him step up a little bit.
Well, you're looking forward to that. We had Tyler Hayden, and obviously had been out for quite a while, and then Max slid into his position, and I thought Max had has done a great job, not only this weekend and not only finishing scoring the goals, but so many other things, just his all-around play, and that's what he's had to improve on. You know, we've preached that over the years, you know, the defensive responsibility, blocking shots, winning foot races, being strong on the puck, being a responsible defensive player. And I think you're starting to see that. And now Max, hopefully his confidence is really taken off. And good for him. I couldn't be happy for a guy like Max. And for him to come in and be our the MVP of Winter Carnival, I think it really made our team happy. You know, that's what you like to see. Guys who maybe don't get the opportunity as much and come in and have a series like that, and I know our guys were extremely happy for him.
Well, I think Sweeney won last year, too. Another kind of situation.
Right. Yeah, another guy who's not one of your top guys or a superstar, or flashy, or you hear about all the time, but just nonetheless a very important and integral part of your team. And, you know, great for Max.
You look at the weekend as a whole, Coach, and Jamie Phillips, giving up one goal on the penalty shot. That was it. He was solid again. Didn't have to make a bunch of great saves, but, man, he was rock solid back there.
Well, he was. And that might have been his best weekend in a long time. And just I say that because not the amount of shots per se or the scoring opportunities. We chart scoring opportunities. We had them at only 10 on Friday night, which is low, and not as many Saturday. But there were key moments and key shots in there that could have got them within a goal, gave them momentum, some things like that. And Jamie just was rock solid. He made a couple back-to-back saves there on Saturday night that were terrific, off a two-on-one, then a rebound. I don't know how he got a piece of it. Yeah. So good for him. Sort of disappointed, though, the way it ended. I mean, it would have been great to see him go back-to-back like that with the shutouts. But tough call. I read Strolls as the puck's up in the air and he's going to grab it and just knock it away. And so the guy sort of bumps him into the net and the referee, I've never seen that call. I mean, when's the last time you've seen that? A net displaced and a penalty shot.
Actually, Mankato back in 2003, right around there, we got the bad end of that call. But I can tell you this.
2003?
Yeah.
Wow, that's a couple years ago.
A long time ago, yeah. But I can tell you this, it was much more of an intentional.
Obvious, yeah.
Intentional sure. Put off than this was. And we'll get to that, I guess. You can tell us what the officials gave you as far as an explanation on that. But let's get to the first game. A 3-0 score. The final, Max Vallas was the player of the night here with two goals. And he actually got the scoring started for Michigan Tech early on in the second period after the Huskies outshot Lake State 8-5 in the first period. Max Vallas gets his second of the season.
And now it is Neville. Neville with Reed Sterles winds it back and hustling back to the post was Burks. Takes a shot. That one came through midair. Here's a shot by Vallas and he scores! Max Vallas with the goal for the Huskies. Just spun around and fired it in and Michigan Tech takes a 1-0 lead. Second goal of the season for Vallas.
Nice goal by Vallas and Reed Sterles somehow had the puck kind of in his skates there and it kind of just popped to Vallas and he spins around and then takes a slap shot.
Well, good second efforts all around on this goal. I thought they did a great job that line. They had some pressure on the offensive zone and they stayed with it. I mean, they really stayed dogging the puck and consequently we got a turnover near the what we call the danger zone. Top of the circles to the blue line in the offensive zone or defensive zone are called danger zones. We call them danger zones. We refer them to that because a lot of things bad can happen when you turn the puck over there. It just seems like it always does. And sure enough, they turn the puck over or we turned it over. We got a possession of it in that danger zone. And Max just turned and fired it. And we had I don't know if it was Neville in front of the net. Goalie really didn't get a good look at it. But well-placed shot, good shot, big goal. I mean, we had a good first period. We had some really good chances, mm-hmm. but we couldn't score. And that's one of those games you start to get a little nervous as a coach, because, the longer the game stays close, the other team thinks they have a chance. And that's what Lake State's game plan. It's our game plan when we go on the road, too, is you want to play a solid game, not give up any goals. Don't give the other team a spark. Stay on the ice. Keep your composure. Get good goaltending and then hopefully take advantage of your opportunities. But that was a huge goal for us.
Asking Max after that game, he said the puck he thought was on edge a little bit. It might have knuckled on the way in that made him even more difficult for Dave Field to find that puck.
Yeah, when you look at the shot, it doesn't look like it's fluttering or was on edge. But he caught it the right way. And Max, he does that all the time. You see the goals he scores. We see it every day in practice. Mm-hmm.
All right, that made it 1-0. Then we go through the rest of the second period playing pretty well, and then he gets another one. This is an unbelievable shot, very similar to the Jake Jackson shot on during the Great Lakes Invitational, if everybody remembers that, and he just pounded it home.
Draw one by Michigan Tech, but they can't control and bring it back out. It's Glowkey coming down on a 2-on-1 for Lake State. Delivers a pass. Nellis was in front, and they couldn't get it to him. Huskies started back now. Ballas catching up to the loose puck. He'll shoot, score!